Today is Thursday, March 28th, and alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
The psalmist prays, let the light of your face shine on us. But could they have possibly known how directly God would answer this prayer? Would the ancients who prayed these words have dared to dream that the glory of God would take on a common face among us in Jesus? That his face would shine on me as he looks up at me, my feet in his hands, washing me, the infinite glory of the Creator, gently serving me. This day I've lived has not been unlike the many others that precede and will follow it, filled with highs and lows, moments of light and dark, deeds done and left undone. It is good, at the close of the day, to remember that it's his washing, not my spotlessness, that is counted as righteousness. Here is where I rest my hope this evening. the light of the face of God that shines from my feet as he washes me clean. Jesus, help me to recall a moment from this day that left me blemished. Something I did, something done to me, or something I neglected to do. And now, let me know your hands washing my sin. Let me know you calling me clean. Jesus, as you wash my feet this evening, send me out to do likewise. Let me carry your gentle authority to those around me, offering the very same mercy and grace to those I companion as your hands and feet. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us.
I am struck by the use of the word prosperity. It speaks of more than is needed, but of riches and abundance. It brings to mind the words of Paul in Romans 8. Now, if we are children, then heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Through the cross Jesus carried and the empty tomb he left, Jesus made me not only a child of God, but an heir to the resources of heaven, a recipient of the riches of the Maker himself, prosperity beyond my imagination. Father, I invite you to bring to mind an aspect of your kingdom that is mine in Christ, but I feel a lack of this evening. Some aspect of personal comfort, inner spiritual life, or outer spiritual fruitfulness. And as you bring it to mind, I pray that your prosperous kingdom would come in me as it is in heaven. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.